You're listening to SBS News.
The exhibition Grandmothers, organised by Multicultural Museums Victoria, plays tribute to the grandmothers of Australia. Artworks, recipes, language and religious texts and stories of war, survival and migration all play a part in honouring the Italian, Greek, Chinese, Islamic and Jewish grandmothers. Jewish grandmother Renata Singer from Poland says it's a relationship she missed out on as a child because of World War II.
I never had any grandmothers myself and I have no photos of them because they were both murdered by Hitler in Treblinka before they were 50 years old, and it's made me remember the envy I had of when I was in primary school of people who did have grandmothers and how I wanted a grandmother so much, and I had a very stereotypical view of a grandmother as a person with a little bun who cooked scones. In the Jewish tradition, which, you know, I come from, we have this thing called the golden akate, which is a golden chain, and it's about the golden chain of language and culture that's passed on. And I feel very much that it's reminded me of my role in passing on the language and culture of my forebears to my grandchildren.
Italian grandmother Laura Mecca says she never saw her nonnas again after sailing to Australia in 1970 with her 13-month-old daughter. She has three grandchildren between the ages of 10 and 14 and counts her daughter's 15-year-old Tiwi Islander Billet as an official fourth. Miss Mecca says the exhibition pays homage to grandmothers as well as those who grew up in Australia without a mother or a grandmother, raising children alone. She says post-war Italian female migrants who are now grandmothers have worked hard to maintain a cultural connection for their children.
It's very special because it pays homage to all the Italian women who came in the 50s, worked very hard, became nonne, are still working very hard like myself with the grandchildren. It's that unconditional love that we have for them, and you know, the teaching, passing on the traditions, the stories of the homeland. Most of these women left their mothers and their grandmothers behind when they came. So the Australian-born children had a remote grandmother, and it was up to their mother to maintain that figure of nonna alive. And they did that beautifully through correspondence, teaching cooking, photographs and so on. Very important, very important.
Grandmother of three, Wafa Fahour, came to Australia in the early 1970s, one of three children in tow with her mother, who fled war-torn Lebanon to rejoin her husband in Melbourne. Miss Fahour became a Jeddah at age 42 with the birth of her first grandchild. She says she feels lucky to have grown up with her grandmother.
I certainly did. I had a grandmother on my mother's side. I came to Australia when I was 8 months old, and my grandmother followed us a few years later, and I adored my grandmother. You know, I remember she lived very nearby, and as an 8-10 year old, I used to run to her house and help her with chores, you know, and I miss her so much, you know, and I hope when my time comes that my grandchildren remember me fondly the way I remember my grandmother.
The exhibition will be held in multiple locations in museums aligned with Melbourne's Chinese, Italian, Greek, Islamic and Jewish communities. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.